Once there was a woman named Tabitha. Tabitha was a disciple, a believer and follower of the way of Jesus. She lived in the coastal town of Joppa, where she was a leader in the community of believers. She was known for her care of people in the community. She had work making clothing, and she was generous with what she made and with her income for the sake of vulnerable people, especially the widows. Tabitha was also known by the Greek name Dorcas. Now, at that time, there was some tension between the Hebrew and the Greek-speaking believers, and Tabitha walked in both worlds, perhaps because of her business, but she was a bridge between the two communities of faith. Perhaps she gathered groups of believers in her home so that they could pray together and serve together and begin to overcome difference. Tabitha was loved and respected by the people of Joppa, especially the followers of Jesus. When she became ill, she was surrounded by a community to care for her. When she died, her friends were there to care for her body, to wash her and tend to her as was their custom, and lay her gently in the upstairs room. And then they sent for Peter. Peter was a leader among the followers of Jesus. He traveled from place to place in Judea, telling the story and the good news of Jesus, healing and baptizing. Peter would have known Tabitha, and when she died, her friends sent for him. They wanted him to be there with them, to offer care and consolation. Surely they never expected what would happen. Resurrection breaking into their lives, into their grief. Or maybe some one or two among them called Peter with some hope of a miracle. Peter was in the nearby town of Lydda. In Lydda, Peter had healed a man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden for 8 years. Peter had come to Aeneas and said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed." It's a little like when Jesus does the healing and says, "Get up and make us food," right? Peter saw life and possibility in Aeneas and told him to get up and get back to it. Make your bed and go about the work of following Jesus. Perhaps someone among those who mourned for Tabitha had heard that story and they held just a spark of hope. Hope that Tabitha too had more to give, more time ahead of her. So Peter comes. He finds the community gathered in grief, especially the widows, who show Peter the clothes Tabitha made for them. See what skill she had. See how she loved us. Peter sees Tabitha, and perhaps he too is moved by grief and compassion. He asks everyone to leave the room so that he can pray. Now, if you remember the story that Luke tells of Jesus raising Jairus' daughter, this sounds much the same. In that story, Jesus told the mourners, "She is not dead, she is asleep." And then he took her hand and said, "Child, get up." And she got up from her bed and her parents gave her food to eat. But for Peter, there is one more thing. Peter gets on his knees and prays. Because it is not by his power, by his will, but only by the will of God and the power of the Holy Spirit that this miracle can occur. And then he goes to her and he takes her hand and he says, "Tabitha, get up." Such a tender moment, and we can imagine that he is holding her hand and hoping and praying when she opens her eyes and stirs. And everyone who is gathered at her home is amazed and rejoices. We can imagine the story that they tell. all over town about what Jesus has done for Tabitha and for them, for their community. And many come to believe in the Lord because of this miracle. And Tabitha is able to continue her work, her care for her community, her generosity to the widows, because of what God does that day. Tabitha is a shepherd in the church of Joppa. She is resurrected. The word get up is the same as the word to rise. But long before this, Tabitha has been celebrating resurrection, practicing new life and hope in the community she cares for. Tabitha gathers with her community to hear the stories of Jesus, to sing and pray and share the meal. Tabitha makes clothes, but her story is also a story of stitching lives together. And she is a witness to the leadership of women in the early church community. She's the only woman in the Bible called a disciple, even though we clearly see that she is not the only woman who serves and leads in the community in this way. Tabitha gives us a model of what it means to hear the voice of Jesus and follow. And Tabitha's miracle is a sign, a gift of new life given for the sake of the community, that they too might hear the voice of Jesus. Jesus said to the Jewish leaders who questioned his identity, "My sheep know my voice, and they follow me." Tabitha knew the voice of Jesus and followed, and became a witness and model for others to follow. Peter knew the voice of Jesus and followed, and was able to work wonders in his name. Friends, we too can hear the voice of Jesus. Sometimes it is clear and filled with love and comfort. Sometimes there is a calling that we hear for our lives and our actions. Sometimes it is faint, even more longed for than heard. But even desiring to hear the voice of the shepherd is a way of following and a part of living in the way of Jesus. We hear the voice of Jesus as his sheep, the ones he calls and loves and cares for. And we too participate in the resurrection as we follow in his way. We participate in resurrection by witnessing to what God has done for us, telling the story of Jesus and how he has touched our lives. We participate in the resurrection by serving, caring, by acts of love and generosity, living as God's beloved people in the world. And we participate in resurrection by receiving it, by receiving new life, forgiveness, and living hope even now in this life, and by trusting that we, along with those we love, will live with God in eternity when we die. Resurrection is something that we live in now and hope for in the future. It is the promise that God has made to the world when Jesus was raised from the dead, and the promise God makes to us in our baptism, and makes anew each time we gather to worship and pray and take the meal, to partake of the risen Christ again and again, filled with grace and hope. Thanks be to God. Amen.